Is that what she said? What did she say when you started crying?
I was like, I love you. It's that third. I told her, because I had every intention on finessing her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, just using her for cheeks type shit. But then it's like, whole time.
Charming.
I actually fuck with her.
That's what.
Not sit. I would love for you to sit. All right, pause.
God damn.
That's not how we're gonna start, but that's how we're gonna start today, bitch.
See the Kyle Pitts show the fuck up.
He doing some stuff?
They already got a touchdown.
I'm gonna stop looking at your crotch. Alright. Oh. Pause. This is how we're gonna start. This is a cold open. You know what I'm saying? I heard a good joke. Y'all wanna hear it?
Yeah, it was good.
It's for John.
Oh man.
Knock knock.
Who's that?
John.
John who?
That's showbiz.
Hey, that's a I just watched it.
You just watched it? Ah damn, I thought I was gonna pull a fast one on the fuck. Alright.
That was funny.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Somebody count backwards from 30 minutes from now. Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Smoke and Fire. I'm your host, one of your hosts. Okay, the guy, the deity, the mogul. I'm here with some splendid co-hosts of mine. Both of their football teams are mediocre at best, but they do have young quarterbacks who are the quarterbacks of the future. If you don't know who I'm talking about the Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
And the Atlanta Falcons.
I don't feel that bad anymore.
Of birds and cats. Right. We have assembled. I'm here with the Mac, the Beamer himself, the Dirty Bird himself, and the man with the plan. The man Giovanni. Giovanni with the gold chains on.
You know what I'm saying?
You can catch him at your local
gold chain indeed.
You can catch him at your local MGM.
Nah, for real.
Frightening all the baddies. Like, no. Fine, I'm just fucking with you.
Right at the crash table with him.
They call him Michael Myers because he scares all the hoes. Just fucking with you, man. All right. So I want to start up the top because this is a phenomenon that's happened in Great Britain or London. I'm not good at geography, but they got bed bugs out there. And I wanted to speak to a licensed professional at getting rid of vermin about how to eradicate them. But me personally, the easiest way to get rid of bed bugs is stop fucking hoes from Southeast. But
in
our professional opinions from BMAC, how do you get rid of bed bugs?
Them Jones?
Yes.
You can't. They're chemically resistant. Them Jones, you seen them?
That's superheroes.
Yeah, them Jones fucked up over there. The European Jones. Yeah. They got a pandemic of just bed bugs. You can't do shit about it.
That's nice.
They got chemically resistant, like with roaches. You get the super roaches. Like
they're Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Hey.
Them Jones, you can't do shit for them. Raid don't work. Like, you can't do nothing.
Nah, ain't no way.
Heat.
Ain't no way.
No heat? Chemicals. You gotta use heat. That's all you got.
So everybody out there, BMAC professional,
burn
down your apartment.
That's all you can do.
Burn your house down, basically.
But them Jones, they got chemically resistant. I don't know what the fuck they was doing, but them Jones, you can't spray nothing for them. Like
wow,
that's crazy. Yeah, like they got a pandemic of fucking bed bugs. I never thought I'd see no shit like that.
Has somebody been adjacent to the hood? I have had bed bugs before. They're a menace. You got to throw out whole mattresses.
Roaches or bed bugs?
For real.
What would you prefer?
Roaches. I take bed bugs.
Nah, really?
I take bed bugs. I seen some bed bugs.
Nah, bro. You got to throw shit out. You got to throw shit out, bro.
Nah, I agree. It's bed bugs easy to get rid of.
They
could get bad as shit, but for the most part, they in your room.
Exactly.
You wash and dry your shit, do what you gotta do, them Jones gone. Roaches, them motherfuckers be in crevices and cracks and shit behind the cabinets in your apartments. Mm. You can't get removed. Yeah. You can't do shit about them roaches if they bad enough. You gotta move.
Fuck God. Nigga, all you gotta do is bomb your house.
You gotta leave.
Bomb that bitch a couple times, you'll be fine. See, nah. Take it from a nigga who had roaches too.
But then after bomb your crib. You gotta pack up all your food and shit, make sure they can't eat.
Yeah.
Bed bugs, you know, they eating you. You leave the joint, you leave, clean all your shit, kill them joints, and you just step out for a good couple weeks, you good.
You good, you straight.
Roaches, nah, them motherfuckers there. Especially if you in an apartment.
I don't know, bro. Yeah.
Bed bugs got a little smell, too. It's
like, hey, everybody, leave in the comments, which one would you like to have the most, the least, I don't know, which one is the most agreeable, I don't know.
Bed bugs, I'm taking bed bugs.
Yeah, I just thought about that shit. Yeah.
Like, you can smell them joints.
You can smell them?
Like the blood. Like the blood in them or whatever is in them.
Well, I just remember like the repellent smell. Ticks and bed like the bugs. Shit you spray, like the spray shit you spray on mattresses and shit trap, but bro, just throw away a mattress. It's all
I can get some mattress.
Which is easy.
A roach. I'm not finna.
Yeah, you can't. I'm not trying to can't move. Burn your house down.
I'm not trying to move.
Speaking of creatures with extremely long legs and that are skinny, Taylor Swift!
Damn.
Taylor Swift.
That's a beautiful creature, though.
Yeah, she cute.
For what it
I'm
is.
Just playing, Taylor. We love you.
Yeah, nah, I mean, you know.
I'm just not playing. I'm not going to bump you down the street while I smoke my marijuana. She's very tall.
Yeah, that's what I said, like, tall people. Is her torso, is she a tall with a small torso or a tall with a long arms? Because her legs do look long, so it's like.
She's the Slender Man.
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
I'm just playing. But yeah, she has been spotted at multiple Kansas City games, even the ones where they play the fucking Broncos.
Nice.
She's traveling to Denver. The weed is not that great there. I'm just playing. It probably
it's
is.
It's all right.
You been there?
Yeah, I had.
Oh, shit.
I missed my flight like a jackass.
Because you ride?
Nah, because it was my first time in the airport. So
I can see that.
Yeah, so I thought I had to go get my bags to send them back around again. So I went to baggage claim looking for my bags, and she like, nah, your stuff is already on the way. Then I had to go back through the TSA thing or whatever, missed the flight. So I had to stay in Denver until later that night. Went to go get some weed. Yeah.
Hey, that baggage claim is like, it's nerve-wracking experience because I'm sitting there waiting for my shit. Out of everybody's shit here, I gotta wait for my shit.
Yeah. And that shit always in the back of my mind. My shit might not come.
It might not even come.
I'm gonna have a whole fucking problem. Yeah, I know. 15 minutes.
That time I went to Atlanta, flying American Airlines. Fuck American Airlines. I'm sorry, y'all trash.
Crazy.
They charged niggas $60 going to Atlanta, charged $60 coming back to Atlanta. And they lost the nigga bags.
Oh, 60 each way?
Yeah, each way. Both times. Four times.
And
for the bags?
Yeah.
Just for the flight.
For the bag.
Nigga, it was just book bag and a fucking duffel. That's it.
That's nuts.
They charged niggas $60.
I'm about to say that's like the price of the ticket.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You talking about the ticket.
Nah. On top of the ticket.
My bag.
I was like,
just for my bag.
This shit crazy.
Nah, not just for my bag.
But yeah, she's been caught. I mean, not caught, but they keep putting the camera on Shorty.
That's good publicity. Kansas City.
It is a publicity. In my opinion, it's a publicity stunt.
Kansas City look good.
Because a couple weeks ago, when they announced she's going to be there, they announced before the game even started that she's going to be there with fucking Deadpool and Wolverine.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was.
And then they pulled up like, hey, everybody, how you doing? We're Deadpool and Wolverine. Hey, we're here with Taylor Swift. We're all friends. What the fuck is going on here?
Publicity. Ain't a movie coming out?
She has a movie coming out and an album.
See what I'm saying?
And she might be on tour, too.
And she made Kansas City look good.
Yeah, because they need it. They the worst 4-1 team I've ever seen.
Kill.
Off the week. Who the fuck put up 7? After the fucking Dolphins put up 70 on them. They played the Bears and, like, fucking barely got out the jump.
Bruh, speaking
the
of
the Dolphins
football,
dropped 70 on that same. Wow, I mean, not the Bears, the Broncos.
That man said, who the...
Speaking of football, before we came here today, I can attest to you that Madden is by far the worst game.
I told you, nigga.
Yeah, I gave up on Madden after, what was it, 2012.
And that's the last time they updated the fucking graphics.
Imagine it's a fucking ripoff.
Here's the thing. I was the Tennessee Titans. I got rid of Ryan Tannehill. I was like, look, we're going to run out there with Will Levis.
He's not, a rookie. Not Malik Willis?
No. he's fast, but he don't. No. He just
that accuracy in
that nigga can't.
He's just fast. Yeah, like we could Justin Fields the shit. They all had one down game
last season. No. That nigga had 9 passing attempts. He played the whole game. They would not let that nigga throw
that's
the ball.
Not easy. You're not gonna not let me throw the ball. And that's my job. That's my whole nigga, job.
That's crazy. Why? I'm gonna play my third straight.
Who was I throwing it to? Who the fuck?
Who the fuck do they have?
D-Hop. I threw it to D-Hop, motherfucking 5 and out. Boom, bam. You know what I'm saying? Hit the nigga top of the break. He's out of there. Wide open.
I know where I know, Madden. Go ahead.
Wide open.
I know, Madden.
I know exactly what happened.
So what happened was, boom, he opened. Bam. Put the ball in the man's hand. Tell me why this nigga not only overthrew, threw it straight to the safety.
Yep. They throw that straight to the defensive player.
It's like the ball though.
Because they knew ahead of time they didn't want you to make that catch, but they weren't playing good coverage, so they just had you throw it to the defensive player intercepted.
Like, I don't understand.
Why can't we both tell the same story?
I wish we could see through our, like, significant other's eyes when we, like, sitting there playing the game, playing 2K, playing Madden. Then all of a sudden, I just throw the controller in and run the fuck out the house. They don't even understand the fuck happening. I just run the fuck out the house. Next 5 minutes, I'm smoking because this shit didn't cheat it.
Rage quit.
They're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Slamming doors. I don't want to talk about
this. This was me last night. I made a nigga quit. 31-0 on Madden. Last night, he had the Eagles. Wasn't halftime yet. The very next game, nigga, I stopped. I turned the shit off. I was losing by 7, but the same shit happened. Threw the ball right to the nigga. Yeah, and I know the nigga I was playing was like, hey, that's some bullshit. Even though it worked for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to know that's some bullshit. I'm like, nah, I'm not even about to do this. I used all my luck in that first game. Nah, I'm gone. I thought you were winning. I thought you were winning. You were just winning. Why you turn it off? It's a different game.
You don't understand. You don't understand.
See, mine is FIFA.
Oh, Lord.
I'm a FIFA man.
I got to stop playing FIFA.
Yeah, nah. It's way more intense than Madden.
They got the same shit on it, the same.
What you mean?
Like just shit that you just like.
With, oh, yeah, like of course. The man bullshit. Shit. Yeah, it's like, man shit.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
EA. They got some FIFA bullshit. Madden bullshit. 2K bullshit.
The ball, you'll block the ball here. But somehow it falls down and rolls under, and that's a goal. Come on. What are you talking about here? It's a clean block. The ball's supposed to, if it's physics in real life, it's supposed to hit the ground and go that way. Ball goes here and rolls that way. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, they do have a problem simulating physics.
Yeah, AI and physics, but they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Oh, AI too. AI for sure.
Yeah,
because
run that way. I need you to go that way.
Oh, there's another thing.
Don't run this way. Come on.
I try to do a tight end on a comeback route because, you know, on a comeback route, I'm going to hit you as soon as you start patting your feet. As soon as you start patting your feet, the ball is in your face.
Nope, because the defender is going to do that shit before you.
Yep.
And he gonna intercept the fuck.
This nigga,
that nigga ran the route.
No, my nigga stopped running. He stopped running. He didn't go to the ball. The other nigga went right in front of him.
The defender kept running the route for the nigga. Like, I know what routes you're doing. I'm gonna do it before you. Then I'm gonna catch this motherfucker.
The defense AI is always better.
Yep. Your nigga is stupid. It don't matter who
he's stupid.
You got Travis Kelce. It don't matter who the fuck the defender is. That nigga is. You gonna run the bad route, and that nigga gonna catch the pick.
Yeah.
Because the computer was like, nah, I don't want you to have this one.
Oh, when like you doing a cross route, a nigga stop running. I'm like, bro, keep running. That's yards over there.
Your nigga stop running, but the defender keeps going.
Exactly.
And you threw it to the defender like he was the receiver.
Every time.
Keep running. All right, that's enough of that.
Or nah, when you rolling out because you about to get sacked, you scrambling, and everybody's just standing still.
Yeah,
like, niggas just standing there with a defender right on their hip, just standing there like this.
Or when you rolling out the pocket and like, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I pressed the fucking button. Why the button not working?
Yeah,
I
still on the ball.
Eat a sack. Eat a sack. I'm like, bro, I pressed the button. What do you mean? I threw the ball away. R3. You pressed it.
That nigga
R3.
Did the longest throwing animation, but I'm throwing to the running back. He's right there. I can see him. This nigga did the nasty up, like he about to bomb that bitch. He's right there.
That's one thing that'll throw your timing completely off in that the whole wind up shit. Because every quarterback, you gotta have the motherfucking gunslinger Joan on when you throw faster. Yeah, they got fucking bad.
It's crazy how we can all just talk about the same shit.
Yeah, like
he ain't played a game in years.
It's crazy, as well. Bro. It's crazy.
Fuck you, man.
It's crazy, bro. I love Madden, but I hate Madden.
It's a love-hate relationship.
If I had another football game to play, best believe I would not play Madden.
They had
NFL. Just give me an alternative.
It's like...
It can be cartoon football.
Madden is like...
Like NFL Blitz.
Yeah, it could be Blitz, but anything.
That ex-girlfriend...
As long as you get the real team. Like
the firebox, but she's just crazy as cat shit.
Nah, that's like Babe Mother Coochie.
Oh.
That's what Madden is. Madden is Babe Mother Coochie. It's like...
Baby Mama Coochie!
Much as I don't want to go back to this...
I don't.
I love this. I don't know why I love this. It pisses me off so much. It drives me nuts.
I can't get enough.
Damn.
It's not even that good. it's mediocre at best.
It's good.
Exactly, but it's good. So,
good.
And it's fair.
Exactly. And it's here.
It's like Otis Spunkmeyer cookies from a la carte.
Oh, man.
In lunch. You remember that shit?
Yo's.
Like, growing up a broke nigga, I always envied niggas whose parents were still together and they still actually loved each other and shit. So, like, you just got money and just money on money and money. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get the wings, I'm gonna get the cookies. Yeah.
With the fresh lunch,
some
too.
Shit today, bro. I'm about to go all a la carte.
I had to put my code in to get lunch today, but go off, big dog. You got it.
Chicken nuggets.
Tight, bro. Sit at my table, bro.
Nah, them niggas act different. They act
different.
The humble niggas.
Yeah,
get it out the mud, niggas. Got
give
it
me some wings off this bitch today. What's good?
They walking past your lunch like damn.
Cause.
Boy, you niggas. Say, like, oh, come on, bro.
And like the poor niggas in school, they don't sit close to the a la carte line. Nope. That's too embarrassing.
I don't want
to
smell nothing over there.
like you just stand there, niggas stand there, a la carte line, in your motherfucking table right here, just looking over at y'all, bro.
They looking at what y'all got, like, yeah, I know I'm not finna get nothing.
Mozzarella sticks, huh?
Yeah.
Mozzie again, huh? Big Mozzie game, huh? Oh, you going to dip your motherfucking stuffed crust in the ketchup again, huh? That's crazy. Don't look at me, though. Stop looking at me, though. But what I did used to do in the lunch line, like, for some reason, niggas all the time will, like, have dollar bills falling out their back pocket. And I just go, like, put my foot on it and drag it. Like,
all the way to the end of the line? Yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you should do that shit all
the time. Yeah, run me them cookies, Miss Lunch Lady. this dollar right here. Run me that. These dude. Yeah.
Speaking of cookies. Somebody said
the fuck?
Her cookie counter is at 35 beans, as it were.
That's nuts.
I've been arguing
if
about
you haven't
shit.
Heard about the Brittany Renner debacle, she went on Shannon Sharpe show. Yes, I said that three times fast. Say it three times fast.
Shannon Sharpe show.
Go ahead, be back. Go ahead.
Shannon Sharpe show.
Okay. He did it. Okay. So, yeah, she revealed that she has had sex with a total count of 35 men.
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to ask y'all niggas before we even get too far.
Let's go.
Because, like, women been on this joint.
Let's go.
They've been saying that that's not a lot. 35 bodies a lot. Because how old is she? Let me get her age. Because I've been arguing this shit ever since she said it.
I'm guessing.
I'm about to tell y'all how old she was. Because
she's probably 32. Probably like 32. 28. She 32. Watch. She
32. She
31. Damn.
Oh, 31.
Born in 92. All right. Because bitches, women.
31?
Women been the math women have been using. How many bodies she got?
35.
They was like, okay. So they was like.
That's 35 people.
35 people. If you do two a year, that's 18 years. You're 31 years old. Let's say
math.
That's two bodies
that's
a year.
That's real math, you know.
Yeah, bro. That's two bodies a year for 17 years. Wait, no. How many bodies she got?
35.
Yep, two bodies a year.
Let's spice it up. What's y'all count?
I'm going to hold you. I'm going to hold you.
All right. That's not what we. So, that's not what we. Back to the match.
Now we talking about. You're talking about her.
All right.
Britt and her count is out of pocket.
17. I don't have 35 battles. I don't have 35 battles. And I'm older than her. Yeah. So I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I'm her age and I ain't got 35.
Yeah, no.
She got a whole dub on me.
If she started, she 31. If she started fucking when she was 14, that's two crazy. Bodies a year.
That's crazy.
Two different niggas every year. Not going back. Yeah, and that's two different niggas. 35 different niggas.
I feel like you have to factor in the get famous phase. Like that quotient goes in the hyperdrive.
Oh, so it's probably like 10 niggas in 1 year. Fairly normal and then 10 niggas in 1 year.
You know what I'm saying? He said fairly normal. Yeah, how normal is that? How normal is it to just get spanked by 10 dudes?
Because think about
I got to change up the game plan.
I got to stop this.
Yeah, like, because that's what they were saying. That's two niggas a year. That's normal.
Bruh.
At what point do you be like, okay, I should change up the game plan? Do you want to just keep fucking two different people a year?
First off, let me preface by saying, women live a charmed life.
I mean,
they live a hard life.
Yeah, because it's like, think about it. The first 6 months of the year, she probably talked to this nigga. Then the next 6 months of the year, she talked to another
and
nigga.
And then she got famous. Like, okay. Think about the average single. I'm saying single.
Single woman?
Man.
Single man.
You go from this.
I already got five Jones lined up.
To famous.
Oh yeah, that's 10.
In that first year, you probably got to wean yourself off of fucking.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, you just get enhancements.
So she probably went crazy like at that quotient.
But I'm glad you said that though, because how long she been famous?
Yeah.
How long have you known her name?
I remember her. Not that long. She was doing like soccer and shit on Instagram, TikTok, or some shit.
And they just found out she was fat.
Yeah, exactly. And then
she's like, who the fuck is
that NBA nigga?
About,
Nine or 10 years.
She's been relatively famous. You know what I'm saying? So, in those 10 years, it probably got bumped up to what?
She put work in.
I'm about to say it probably went up in those years. She probably was normal up until then.
I don't even think that's a big number for
35?
For a famous person? No. Nah. I don't feel like that's a big number.
She probably.
It depends on how long you was famous. You just got famous and now it's a crazy number.
Because it's like, all right, so it's straight penetration. That's like boom, out. That
boom,
count as sex.
Out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, boom, out. I'm out of there.
One.
That's one. Like one stroke. I hit her. That count as hitting it? One stroke?
I mean, if she counted.
In her perspective?
Yeah, let's say she got one stroked a couple times. Do that count? Like, let's say 10 of them niggas one stroke.
Well, let me ask you this. If you get head from a shawty, is that a body?
Nah. That's head. That's neck. I got the neck. I ain't hit it. I caught the neck from her, though. Right?
I feel like that's a stat anyway. That's a different stat.
Yeah, it's a different stat. Stat. If I one stroke a joint, I don't count that as a body.
That's not a body.
No, it's not.
Two. Hey. What is it, like two to three?
Yeah, it got to be.
Hey, how do they count four, sacks four in the NFL? It's a point
five. You got to get them on in. You got to get the nigga down.
Point five.
If two niggas hit, that's a point five.
It's a point five for both of them.
Yeah.
She can get a point five in a day. She's giving out point five all goddamn day. She came out 5.5 a day.
Good Lord. I don't know her. Maybe.
Oh, that's crazy.
Point five
in this day. Damn, I wish I could have been
What if those numbers just add up?
So, like, let's say you fall in, you number 28. Like,
bruh,
do you continue to still want to hit it?
Bro, hold on. What if she got 35 bodies, but it's really 70 because she's just been giving out 0.5?
Right, that's another thing. Anytime a woman
that's a lot of 0.5, bro.
You gotta add what
double
do you say?
It, double it or triple it. Yeah. You gotta add to it. It's not 35.
That's what I'm saying, bro. She's famous.
Yeah, if it's 70, if it's double 35, it's too. You unfamous that long to get 70 bodies.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Damn. I hit it though. Still. All right, remember when she was acting all nuts with what's her name? Charleston White?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you think he hit it that? No, I
think she's probably just playing with that nigga. I don't think she is.
Yeah, I hope
he tried his hand.
He probably did. Hey, I'm about to say, trying don't hurt shit.
Nah, you try.
I'm gonna try.
Cause he could have been a .5.
Yeah.
And then the other two niggas in there, they could have been, you know.
I think she coming out with a book too, so she can't come out with a book full of .5s.
Man, that'd be crazy.
The .5.
.5.
The leading sax leader.
Oh man.
Shouts to her. Nah, shouts to her.
I still hit it.
Speaking of somebody else who didn't give out a .5, she gave out a body. Sexy Red. But.
Nah, she had toes in her mouth.
That's disgusting. All right, time out.
I ain't look because I didn't want to.
You didn't look?
I didn't want to.
You didn't go on Twitter in the last.
Oh, you talking about the sex tape thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't even. It was a sex clip.
I'm like, bruh, y'all, if niggas is really out here exposing shorties,
that's not tight.
That's not cool. No, that's not player.
Nasty. That's nasty.
That's
work.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's
that's
like, bruh, disgusting. You're not even looking sweet.
No. Like, I gotta look most importantly.
I gotta look sweet if I'm posting a shorty.
Yeah, engaged. No bullshit. You know what like, saying? I'm not.
I gotta make sure she looking sweet while I'm hitting it. Even if she faking it, it gotta look sweet.
If it's not looking sweet, it's not saved on her phone, bro. That shit is deleted.
I wouldn't delete that.
It can't even be.
I wouldn't keep that shit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not. That's all getting deleted.
Making those.
As soon as I'm done, I'm looking. I'm playing it back. Like
exactly.
Like you taking pictures of shit. This picture weak as shit, bro. I'm deleting this show. No.
Making a final cut.
This ain't the one or two, mama. We gotta get up out of here.
She looked like she didn't even want to be there.
Exactly.
She's like, damn, I'm here. Hello.
Then somehow that started
like a save me.
That started a whole nother debacle where women claim. Let me ask y'all.
She just pronounced she was pregnant.
I saw that.
Oh yeah, I saw that. She is a little pregnant. Let me ask y'all this: women, true or false? Women claim that. Because I looked in the comments and stuff of that debacle or whatever, and they claimed, like, you know, he wasn't doing his thing. They were like, he wasn't doing his thing or whatever. And they was like,
you know. When he had to spit start that joint.
Yeah. He spit started the joint?
That's insane. And then they claimed,
what the fuck
like,
are we doing?
It's not, and a lot of women think this, but it's not the woman's fault.
If it's dry.
Yeah.
No, nah, that's a 50-50 thing. That's a hand. That go hand to hand. Cause we both not doing that? Something right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Cause if I ain't turning you on and you ain't turning me on to turn you on.
Why are we here?
Yeah, why are we here?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I do got a spit started, you know what I'm saying? It should continue that the whole way through. And if it don't, then that's when you show it.
Yeah.
That's how I'm gonna blame.
That's how I feel. That's like, crazy. Come on, you can't put that on a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Why you let that man hit him? Never mind.
Logic. If the was dry that logic. Whole time, I shouldn't even be naked. Why am I naked if that shit dry? Huh?
Oh, that reminds me of the. y'all be on Twitter. His new shorty, she putting out like music videos and stuff. Of like her like escapades with dudes and see me I read the lyrics. A lot of people don't understand. They don't fucking watch the lyrics, read the lyrics. They just want to hear the bop. But in the lyrics it's like, yeah, I let this dude hit, but I didn't let him finish in me because he ugly.
Oh, I seen that, John. I know what the fuck you talking about.
Everybody was questioning the joke, like, what the, why?
These lyrics are like, why you let that man hit if he was, whatever.
I mean, you know.
Whatever. They don't got
nigga
any
was
sense.
Broke, too.
That's
he
like,
was broke, oh, bruh, she was broke, too. Oh, he was broke, too.
How many
too.
Broke Jones have niggas hit? You know what I'm saying? Broke, not cute Jones.
Most of them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We all got at least one of
those. But it's different, though, because niggas will be like, I don't care.
I don't care.
Women, they'll try to be like, oh, I'm above that shit. But then you look at the history, and it's like, no, you're not. A nigga will tell you, oh, I fucked this ugly John. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Hey, I tell she ugly, but I hit. Women, I no, they will not. Nope.
But listen to what you just said, though.
I know you fucked
they will that. Say that for what reason? The stat.
Yeah.
The stat. We are stat batting out here in this culture, man. Niggas out here stat batting.
Yeah, we need the whole jump like 2K and all that shit.
Man.
Overalls is at what? I think I'd be at like a 80.
I'm out the game. I'm out the game. Hey. I ain't fucking with you, John.
Like, nope.
I ain't fucking with you.
I'm about to say, what's the jump we jumped off? Retire. Brittany Ritter jump?
Yeah, retire.
Nope.
I pressed the retire button on Madden. I'm like, what would happen if I pressed the retire button?
Oh, you can't go back.
All right, so.
Hey, baby. Feel like an 80.
80.
It's like, you know how Dragon Ball Z, they walk around with the little, the stat readers?
I mean, oh, the Scouter Joe. Yep.
Yeah. It's going to pull up all their stats and shit. I want to do that on my supervisor. Everybody at work.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Nah, I'm trying to.
It's going
to
read some bullshit. Some bullshit. You going to look at them niggas different the whole time. I'm for real.
What the hell?
You that freaky.
You nasty.
You like it where? All right, Jay-Z said that his cousin can't call him up and ask him for $50,000, and the internet went nuts as if they all had $1 billion. But I would like to start by saying, look, nigga, even if you a nigga with 80,000 in the bank, niggas are gonna call your phone and be like, yo, where it's at, let me get it.
You got $100 in a bank.
I'm about to say, yeah,
borrow that.
Yeah, niggas trying to borrow
let
that.
Let me get 5%. Like, niggas always gonna ask for that motherfucker 5%.
To me, if you only hit a nigga phone, like, even if you don't hit a nigga phone looking for money, that kind of makes me look at the phone a different way when your name pops up on my phone if you always asking niggas for money. And I'm pretty sure that's what he's talking about.
Like, the same attitude and mentality just carries. Just because I got it don't mean I'm giving it to you.
Bingo. Yeah, yeah.
If I got $100, that don't mean I'm going to let you have $5.
Nah, bingo. Not at all. Not at all.
But it don't matter how much money I got. Like, if you just also give me get some money because you got it, like, nigga, no. You've been the same nigga I've known. You've been the same nigga since I know you. Because I got more of it, I'm supposed to just give you even more?
Hey, I'm pretty sure
or
niggas...
Or just keep it at, like, a base level.
Bruh, here's how that's gonna work. All right, look, how this is gonna work. Let's role play. I be Jay-Z, ask me for some money.
Hey, what up, cuz? Let me get like, you know, I got this business plan that I had in mind. I just need like 20,000 to start. Then you can help me out with that.
What's the business plan? Where is the business plan? You gonna send it to me?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna send it to you.
Listen to your goofy ass
idea
again.
I'm gonna send it to you.
You gonna send it to me?
Or if you ain't. Can't do the 20,000, just let me hold 1,000.
At that, you hustling backwards, son.
Nah,
you went from 20,000 to a stack.
I can build off of the stack.
All right,
let me get 5 then.
5.
Yeah.
All right. One question. When I'm gonna get my money back?
In about 2 to 3 years.
Hey, but hold up, though. You're not supposed to win it back because you got all this money.
Yeah, you rich. Oh, yeah, see, you rich.
But you want me to treat you different and you want to treat me different because I'm rich?
Nah, I'm not treating you different. I've always asked you for money.
Go ask your other uncle for $5,000. Ask that nigga for $5,000.
He ain't got it. You think I ain't go over there first?
I don't think you went over there first.
All right, I'm going over there after this, but I know he ain't got it, but I know you got it. You got it. Billboard told me you had it.
I got a couple things
Forbes
lined up.
And all of them told me you had it.
I don't have...
Remember that Picasso painting you said you bought? This.
Guess what, though? The numbers be wrong. I don't got that liquid right now. Ask me how much liquid I got.
It's not hard to just be like, nah, I don't want to give it to you. No.
Nah, but I do want to give it to you so you stop fucking asking me. But
I'm gonna ask again.
If I give you the money, you going to come back again.
Yeah, depending on what I'm really going to do with the money.
What I'm really going to do with the money.
If I go
that's my cousin. I know what he going to do with it.
He say he got a business plan. He ain't got no business plan.
He got a fucking business plan.
I still ain't see the business
nigga
plan.
Nigga just want 10 G's.
Exactly. I just need 10 G's. I got a couple of shorties I'm trying
to. Yeah, I'm about to say. I'm about to
exactly. That's why I'm like, bro, I'm not surprised he don't just give people money, because, like, bro, that changes our relationship if it's going to be about money.
Nah, I feel like it got to be, like, depending on which cousins or which side of the family is on, you know, then yeah, we can rock out.
But imagine a nigga hitting your phone, like, we don't even talk. We don't even talk like that. You hit my phone. Like, yeah,
how about I'm not answering the phone? Yeah, I know why you're calling me. Yeah. If I got your number and you calling me for the first time ever, and
you
know
got my number?
Exactly. I'm not answering that.
I'm pretty sure that nigga is so rich, a lot of niggas don't have his number.
Yeah.
For that simple fact.
It's like eight niggas you gotta get to
before you even hit my line.
The only people that can ask me for money, like you said, are the people that got my number.
Yeah.
Like you said.
But at the same time, though, if I had money for that long, I want all of y'all numbers so I can know who the fuck calling me. Like my second uncle, my brother's cousin, that nigga, I want your number too. So when you call me, I know to not answer that motherfucker. I know why you calling.
You just wouldn't answer.
We don't even talk. We don't even talk. I'm not answering it.
Bro, if I'm ever that type of rich, I'm literally not. I'm going to have, like, it's going to be like a maze. You know what I'm saying? You got to talk to him. Then you gotta talk.
Yeah,
to
I'm honestly, I'm screaming.
Then you gotta travel up a mountain and walk up Mount Himalaya and shit, and come find me, and I'm be sitting up there
when
like a samurai master.
You choose.
I'm be sitting on top of the mountain meditating. What is it that you seek?
I seek Kelowna's $10,000.
Don't gotta walk the fuck back down. your bitch ass. All right, so the Drake album.
I still ain't heard. I heard that one joint with him and Yeet.
Him and Yeet. I do whatever I want. I got whatever I want.
I'm all with it.
All right. So the Drake album, in my opinion, we're going to do a quick review. It's been out for like 2 weeks now. In my opinion, it's like Walmart. Everyday low prices. But, you know, Walmart is sturdy. It's dependable.
I was about to say. You get some
it used
stuff
to be open
it,
24 man. Hours, but it's not.
COVID. You got to blame COVID.
And niggas. But
most importantly,
yeah, it's like people hold Drake at such a high level and a high standard that if he puts out shit that he's been putting out, but it's not really bad, is it really bad if he's been putting it out?
I guess it's how it's packaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's packaged as Fat D Pauls.
Crazy.
For all the dogs.
Oh man,
Fat D.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, right?
That's nuts.
But yeah, it's basically Drake talking about his escapades and problems with women and how it's never been his fault. It's always their fault, and he has so many girlfriends that he has to juggle all of them, buy them different bags, and he's so stressed out.
Sounds like some light skin shit if you ask me.
Pretty much.
Oh my God. It's like, damn, light skin niggas even crying about being rich and having all
Oh, my
bitches.
Life is so bad.
I got all these hoes.
Any woman that I want
I have
so
all
much
these
money.
Hoes.
This is all I talk about.
I have
about.
Too many hoes, John. I got hoes spilling out my phone.
I fuck rap, I fuck Rihanna. My life is just so bad.
Oh, yeah. Then you got the Rihanna diss.
Yep.
Yeah. Dirty like Mackin. The one that got away. Even though you know.
Now, that's Dirty Mackin.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's Dirty Mackin.
That's real. That,
she is married with a child. And he's
thriving out here. He's thriving.
It's like, if you want.
Let me throw a sub at
say,
Rihanna.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Say how you feel about her. Then that's cool, even though it's out of pocket, because she is married with a family now. But, yeah. You know, freedom of speech. Just don't throw no shot. You know what I'm saying? You can't
now it's on ASAP to, you know, bar him up.
Nah.
I'd do it. Fuck out of here.
I already won. I ain't got to do it.
Yeah, I got Rihanna with the kids.
I got what you kids. You mad yeah. Right now, bro. I'm
nah.
You want what I got?
He put them in the bars. Like, yeah, nigga. The fuck? It's me. Dawson season. Fuck you talking about? Fuck, I don't sing on records. You beret wearing mother. All right.
Drake is Beyonce at this point. Like, we know how Beyonce albums go.
Drake is like, Rihanna. He's not Beyonce. Hov is Beyonce. Drake is Rihanna.
But see,
so what is Wayne?
Wayne is Barbara Streisand.
Hey, yo.
But you know what you gonna get from
Wayne is like point, Whitney bro. Houston at this point. Like,
we go with Whitney.
Hey, Whitney.
Beloved. Yeah.
That's actually that's good.
Yeah. you know, you got the Joe Budden fallout where he just spoke the truth on Drake, like, bruh, your ass was scared of motherfucking Jermaine, and that's cool. A lot of niggas are scared of Jermaine. But we kind of... No, Cole.
Oh.
J. Cole. Well, basically, J. Cole mopped him up on a song, and, like, he's supposed to... Well, sometimes, back in the day, it was a competitive sport.
Not anymore.
We weren't all friends. Like, niggas would try to kill you on records. Like, me personally, when I get on a song with somebody, I'm looking to destroy you. It's not nothing personal. It's just competitive nature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because if it's two niggas on a song and they hit a song, you want them to be like, I don't know.
And then, most of the time... Yeah, most of the time when niggas hit a song, they like, bruh, that one nigga, he can beat the shit. Yeah. Or that one nigga, he just did him in on that jump. Damn, bro, who's that nigga? Oh, my God. All right.
You
want to
be that guy.
You want to be that guy. So,
But Drake is Drake. He at the point where he can do what he want.
I do whatever I want.
That's Drake. He's dead now. Wayne made a freaking rock album.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, bruh. Wayne knew he like that.
It was cool. It was cool.
Right.
You got 808s and heartbreaks too. Niggas do what they want.
Hey, once you make it.
At a certain threshold. Yeah.
Hey, it's like, oh, let me just do what some I want shit. Like, hey,
and Yeezus, which niggas don't really give Yeezus credit. I want everybody to go back and listen to Yeezus. Oh, your man came out with an album too. I didn't listen to it.
Who?
Westside.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, he did. I didn't either.
You didn't listen to it?
No, not yet.
Some fan.
Yeah.
Look, that nigga is easy. Out of them three niggas, that's my least favorite.
Boom,
nigga.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, bro. The voice, the wrestling bars, like, all right, that's my. I fuck with him, but out of them three, that's my least favorite nigga. I gotta, I get that nigga some time before I go over there.
I listen to it. I give it a play or two. You know what I'm saying?
I'll get around to that.
Outside the bodega with a hoagie.
You know what I'm saying? Hulk Hogan. We know what
you're doing. Hulk Hogan body slamming the brick. Yeah.
Yep.
All you got to do is go for Action Bronson and go like an octave higher.
That's funny.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
We from Flatbush where we get the chopped cheese. All right.
Chopped cheese.
Oh, speaking of chopped cheese, cheesecake. Hey, Segway King is back, bitch. All right, so if anybody's been online, first off, a lot of these social media jumps is goddamn staged, in my opinion, because I don't feel like anybody's down to have, like, a cell phone shoved in their face because... you got something you want to say to your TikTok crowd. But the situation, as it were, was a nice young lady, which is not a nice, I can't call her a nice young lady, but she was on a date with some guy, and they pulled up to a Cheesecake Factory. And she felt as though, I'm not getting out this car because I'm too good of a woman to take a cheesecake. I'm too bad of a, well, she said, I'm too bad of a bitch to be taking.
But you got
to
rewind. Because that's not what happened. That is what happened. That's exactly what happened. But before that, they weren't supposed to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, he called an audible.
Yep, they had reservations for a nice-ass restaurant. She was late.
It's over.
She was late.
She was late.
They had to go to Cheesecake Factory backup plan. I mean, Cheesecake Factory, it ain't, you know, top level, but it's a solid backup.
Cheesecake! Solid backup.
Solid backup, because you were late. So everything that happened that you're, you can go ahead and continue. Everything that happened after that is a result of her being late.
Yeah.
She missed out on the.
I mean, well, the only thing that happened
missed
after
out on the
that,
Gordon Ramsay jump. But go ahead.
She missed out on
the only thing that happened after that, she
can't
like,
be late to the.
I'm not going in there. I'm too bad of a bitch. Blah 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 blah. Blah. That's the only thing that happened.
We ain't doing that. It's like sis.
And that nigga wasn't doing it, bro. He was not fucking with her. He's like, I'm gonna just take you back home.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I was acting so like a certain way, but you know, we could still go.
No.
Nigga was like, nah, cause I got only three rules and you broke all them jumps. I'm gonna just go ahead and take you back home.
You're done, sis.
I mean, for
respect
real.
To that nigga then.
Nah, for real.
And she
salute
was,
to that brother.
Yeah, bro.
Couple things there. One, hot take. Cheesecake Factory has better food than Ruth Chris. That's just me. Two.
All right. I'm good. Have you been to Ruth's Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, which one you go to? Went to a local joint. Yeah, I knew it.
I wasn't supposed to go local.
No.
I gotta go out. What's that? Yeah, I was out of country.
If you could get there within 30 minutes, it's not gonna be shit.
It is, man.
In this area. Now you gotta drive to get to the joint.
But in my opinion,
2 hours, baby.
Yeah, that joint was ass.
It's regular.
And yeah, people hype it up. Like it's the shit. No, it's only the shit on your birthday, baby girl.
Anything on the gram is the shit. I'm wearing jeans to that joint, bro. Everybody, you going in it, I see kids in there, yeah, I'm about to say, bro, they be on the joint and they be dressed to the nines and shit. I'm wearing jeans, I be trying to think
of these places where like shawty's be going on their birthday and be dressed up and shit, they be going to fucking Outback and shit.
Man.
They be going to family-friendly restaurants. You got Billy there. It's his fucking birthday. Like, what the fuck? And you're here with a club dress on.
There's
like,
a baby crying in the background.
Right, like, somebody's like, baby. Like, what the fuck?
Baby. The baby's crying. Like, come on, man. What are we doing here? Nah. But see, the Cheesecake Factory, that's solid.
It's solid.
That's solid.
It's most, we're not going to act like it's Olive Garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Ruby fucking Tuesday.
We're not going to act like it's Ruby Tuesday either.
You know, this is one joint I know. She loves Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, like, good. Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to take
you know,
girl.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But see, Olive Garden and what's the Red Lobster, them the joints were like the... Where they were like all...
What?
All right, it's seafood and Italian, so it sounds like it's a certain like level, but it's really, it's really the lowest really of those tiers. Yeah, yeah,
like it's like Walmart sounds seafood.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, Olive Garden ain't bad though. Shit,
it ain't bad.
It's cool.
It ain't bad. It ain't bad.
It'd be kids like, in there though.
Like, but the fact that I drove to pick you up to take you here after you was late.
After you was late.
And your disrespectful attitude to not get, like, what are we talking about? Females be lucky they don't get hands put on them. Like,
then she recorded the joke.
You know what I'm saying? Throw her out of the car.
That's why I'm like, bro, this got to be staged because you, like, in my face with a camera, like, oh, fuck you, nigga. I'm not doing
I think he's swinging that phone or. Oh, he hit me.
I might know about to say some bullshit, so let me go ahead and
talk
all my shit.
We really can't do nothing.
All right,
that's the whole kill.
So that's one situation. The other situation, which was probably a staged social media event, was the lady who ordered. Okay, here's how it happened.
I'm with it.
So. Cuz in Shawty DMs, and she claimed he's basically in there talking to himself. So she was like, I got bored one day, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to just go out with him. So they get to the spot. They go there for drinks. We're going to link up for drinks. Drinks. So she proceeds to turn into a pelican and order 48 oysters. Not only did she order 48 oysters, she ordered more food and more drinks.
The oysters was the fucking appetizer. Yeah. Like, who eats that many oysters?
And
she
apparently,
ready to go.
I don't know what she was trying to do.
Man. Apparently, homie did the whole bathroom trick.
Yes, sir.
And got the fuck up out of there. Left her with the bill.
Yes, sir.
And
he said, I'll send you the money for the drinks.
Yeah. I'll take care of the drinks. No problem. I got that. Right here.
All that other shit you did? Nah, that's all you, shorty.
So, John, let me ask you. you in this situation. You're the man.
Let me see, bro.
You take her out. Shorty. No, tell me what you do on her first plate of oysters.
Yeah, all right, look. Yeah, see, okay. It wouldn't have got to that third.
You're going
to
look at it crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, ho.
You ain't going to say that.
I'm not...
You ain't gonna be like, oh, you ain't gonna do that.
Fuck he is.
You just met her, bro. You ain't gonna max out.
Because I just met her, bro.
That's the most important part.
Okay,
you gotta set the tone for the future. Like,
walking off me,
about me. I got three rules. You just broke one.
Breaking one. That's strike one. It's like, fool, we walk in. I'm like, bet, we getting drinks. Off bucks, we getting drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, when you drink, you might want a little snacky snack. You know what I'm saying? Something to hold the liquor down. So it's like some quick appetizer. Thing.
Bar food.
It's fucking
bar food. Wings. Bar food. It's wings or something.
That, though. But if you want to eat oysters with your alcohol, that's cool. You can do that. That one tray,
yep.
That's all I'm paying for. That and the drink. That's all you getting. But then the second one, the third one, and then that's the food crazy. After that, that's sis. Crazy.
Respect for that day. Because he watched her do that shit, was like...
I'm out of here. Bitch. He said, I'm out of here. What do you do? Faded away on her.
I just want to know what his face looked like after the first tray of oysters.
I'd have been smiling. I'd have been smiling.
Because like, he knew. I'd have been, cause I knew I'm about to. I know I'm leaving.
Cause she ordered oysters. I'm about to tell.
I'd have ate a couple of them.
Yeah, I'm about to say, oh, this was she on? Oh, yeah, this the energy yeah. back. And then she ordered a second plate, and I'm like, okay, I see.
We're going nuts.
Yeah, we're okay. Nuts. And then a third.
Yeah. Now that I wouldn't have left though. I just wouldn't have paid for that shit.
Nah,
we'd have been there arguing.
I'd have been arguing. He's playing an argument.
I'm not paying for it. Hey, wait, lady, put the two drinks on my bill.
Or what the nigga say? Split that bitch down.
Yeah, what he say?
Down the middle.
You giving up some coochie tonight?
Oh, nah.
She said no.
Hey, hey, brother, you take this back. And you split that. This is what I ordered on this side.
Exactly.
Pasta.
Which is, yeah, he said. Hey, pasta. This ain't that type of dinner. Oh, okay. Brother,
you take this right back.
This right down the middle.
Ain't give up no draws, bro. After 48 oysters, she's ready to go. Gotta be.
I'm about to say it's shocking that she needed 48.
That's a lot of oysters.
The first two. The first one.
Yeah, the first plate, I'm like, okay, she ready to go. The second two plates, I'm like, okay, bitch, you just like oysters.
You really want some oysters.
You just like oysters. That ain't even what you was trying to do. You just like oysters.
You're trying to get nasty. Because ain't no way.
It's like, yeah, because you passed the aphrodisiac stage. Like, you just got a fetish for oysters.
I look at it like it's a fetish change, no robbery, because first off, you only went out with a nigga...
Yeah,
with the like, oh, I was bored type shit, and I feel like a lot of women need to just admit that y'all be going on dates with niggas because y'all want some free food.
Yeah, imagine the ones that live off of that.
Oh my god,
dang, her next meal coming because some dude trying to get some cheeks, but she ain't getting no cheeks, but she gonna definitely get that meal. The ones that try to order something to go, nah,
order something to go, hey, bruh, tell me about the time. Where you was in a suspense movie because you only had like $50 in your pocket for the date, and Shardy kept ordering appetizers.
Oh yeah!
Anytime I've ever been out up until like $25. Anytime I've been out up until like $25, it was a suspense movie. Like nigga, all right, I gotta be careful because let me see. Like
we
you want another drink?
Yes. Yeah, that's when that shit comes. You gotta know who you fucking with. Yeah, like all right, exactly. I know she respectful. She you know
she ain't gonna OD.
Yeah, like she a real. I can't say that. It's a real. She real. So I'm gonna just you know I'm good. I'm
you ain't that Jones $75 deep. She ordered two drinks, two appetizers.
She's like you but that, mind that one? Like,
nah, but that's the if it's a Jones, you don't know her tendencies. You gotta be ready to just ball out. Like you gotta know you ahead gotta of time. Ready. Like I gotta, I gotta bring my whole check on this show.
Exactly. Well,
face oysters exactly. in that show. Yeah, like no 48
you gotta
oysters.
Be prepared ain't to no just way. Like I got 300 just in case. If she go beyond that, nigga, nah. Like, I'm hitting that bad emergency exit. And the commotion of everybody getting up and running the fire around, alarm. Nigga, my car is started.
Hit the fire alarm right quick. Everybody run out.
Hold this for 30 seconds for the alarm to go off.
Jump out the window.
I'm doing it. Nah, I'm gone. I had a backup plan and you just blew past that motherfucker. Nah, I ain't even got enough pride to be like, I ain't got it.
All right.
I'm just gone. You will never hear from me again.
That's a good segue. Speaking of backup plans... Let's talk about Will Smith's wife.
It's not his wife. That's what she said.
It's his friend.
Because Will Smith was a backup plan because of real love.
Perished. I don't even think that's her friend at this point. He just a nigga.
This is just bruh.
Might have had my kids. That's bruh.
So,
I don't know. I don't even know why bruh said I was his wife.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Nope, Pinkett. Just well, Pinkett. Pinkett. Just call her Pinkett. That ain't that nigga
She's
wife.
She's been on a press tour.
She look like her mother.
She do.
Body slamming Will Smith at every turn.
Nah, Man, what? That's
crazy. Spine busted that nigga through every table imaginable.
What? She bought the tables. Oh, yeah, bro.
Get the table. Get the table.
She don't give a fuck about this day. Like, bro.
When they powerbomb Mae Young through the table.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically her doing that to Will Smith. He Mae Young.
She waited till this nigga was on a media blackout because he slapped the nigga on live TV, and I'm going, man, that nigga she can't even say shit.
She thought that was a fucking, uh-uh.
Oh, she thought it was like a joke, like a skit, yeah. I don't know why he did it. I don't know why he called me his wife.
Like, really?
I'm like, all right, bitch.
We haven't been on wife and husband terms for the past blah, blah, blah. Wow.
If that's the case, I can laugh at that alopecia joke.
Because you didn't like that shit.
Exactly. I can laugh at that since we ain't together. Well, what you mad about? You mad.
Oh, right. You was upset. So
she did claim, like, Chris Rock. Like, made a pass at her before the jump, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like,
Come on, sis.
He was defending your honor.
You know what I'm saying? Then you gonna try to sell my match.
Like, the world was firmly at Chris Rock versus Will Smith, and you jumped in the middle of this shit and was like, no, I'm the villain.
She said, I volunteered.
Maybe you are a good wife, because that nigga Will was getting... That nigga couldn't put out movies and shit. You just took all the heat right off that nigga.
She was on all the smoke. She doesn't hoop, bitch. Like, what are we doing?
She talking about, little did you know, Tupac showed me.
Tupac showed me how to shoot.
What's that?
I have alopecia. He had it, too.
I had alopecia because Tupac had alopecia.
I asked for this.
We were alopecia brothers.
In fact, he was my soulmate.
We were ala people.
We were ala people.
We were ala people together. That's what Will didn't understand because he still had hair.
Is there like a more hated woman right now?
I don't think so.
Like, every time she come out and open her fucking mouth, I mean, I know she know what she doing.
Yeah, it's gotta be. It's making one punch her in the face. It's like...
Just grab her by her fucking ball ass.
Like, what do... Okay, you guys as parents...
I slapped the nigga on TV for you. Do you think...
Come on, man.
Do you think,
like, they kept their marriage intact for their children? Or can children keep a marriage intact?
Their kids older. They seem like they smart as shit. They already know they probably... Yeah, bro. That's not for the kids. I don't know what the fuck they doing.
At that point, that's just business.
The kids probably like, what are you niggas doing?
They just look better if they a couple. Opposed to Will Smith being a single man.
Meanwhile, everybody know Will is fucking bitches and
that's
shit.
That's crazy.
Like, niggas been saying that. Oh, they got an open marriage. Actually, turns out, Jada was like, we're not even really married. We've been separated since 2016.
That's the bro.
Yeah. We've been separated since 2016. Man. So any bitch you saw him fucking was, that was above board. That was crazy.
That's nuts. There's no way.
Oh, she'd be like, man, that's my man's. We had some kids back in the day.
Hey,
we just had a couple kids. That ain't nothing.
You know,
remember, y'all, he was fucking with Margot Robbie. That was cool because we were separated.
Yeah, but the whole time she was upset.
But even still, that does not erase the fact that you planned this man name in public.
Yeah. That's just
like, that is nice. Diabolical.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, we can't retaliate, bro. It's like, he's the retaliate. Oh, he's a wild nigga for saying this about her.
Would he be wild for putting out a diss record for Jada and hit him up?
Damn, if it was cold.
If it wasn't Will Smith, because the last Will Smith I remember was Getting Jiggy With It. And I don't want to hear hit him up from Getting Jiggy With It, nigga.
I'll write it.
Last freestyle he did, he cursed like two words and then.
Oh yeah, he cursed two words. Yep.
Yeah,
he did.
Might not be bad if
somebody called him presence. He cursed twice.
You know what? He's a funny nigga. I would allow it. You could do a diss jump to hit him up. Just give me four bars. I'm good.
Four good bars.
Give Jada four good bars.
Yeah.
And you back. You back in the world.
Bitch.
We can erase everything. Yep.
You just give
four
me
four good bars. Want to hit him up.
First of all, fuck the nigga that you think you love.
God damn.
Nah. If he do that, it's over.
I want to see it, dog.
Hey, if you making
a short film, too? Oh, man. That'll go crazy.
He got to do something.
Nah, first off, fuck the nigga that you thinking about.
If a nigga got a problem, then I'm digging him up. Hey, all right. That's it? I can't do that?
No, not that way.
Okay, all right.
What? Hey, Will, get that nigga some fault.
Give it to him, Will. Stop playing. Hey, Will,
but
stop playing
that
nigga,
Will. It's not Tupac's fault, though. It's not Tupac's
fault. It's not.
It's a Jada beef, bro. But the first bar, first off, fuck.
I'm smoking thing, everybody. Everybody's smoking.
And he got to throw August in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, August, can sing the hook.
We could, hey man, goddamn, yeah, man, like
any diss on the Tupac beat, the Herbie, be
hey man, fuck Jada, man.
How we feel about August at this point?
Man, August was just a jiggy nigga at the moment. He was hitting a great Jada Pinkett. You got to get that man his round. He was just doing his thing.
It's like, nah, we over.
Wow.
Yeah, he getting spanked. It's like, nah, bro, you're done.
Wow.
It's like, nah, you can't go from spanking Jada to getting spanked. That's not tight. That's not tight.
I forgot about that. Forget I asked.
Yeah.
Nah.
He's done, son.
What happened?
He on the other team now.
Yeah.
Oh, he on the other team.
Nigga. Oh! Yeah. So, when I remember, the nigga wouldn't use the word, like, husband, boyfriend, or nothing like that. Yeah. But, like, this is my partner. Like, we just...
It's my partner.
Yeah, I was like, nah.
It's my partner then.
Why do we don't need labels. I'm like, nigga, you...
Hey, man. Love who you love, who loves you, dog.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's cool. It's just, eh.
Love who you love that loves
like
loves
you,
to loves.
You lose cool points from doing that after hitting Jada. It's like I'm living in
y'all rightfully
house.
So.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I live in a house with
like that was your kids. Like Jada was your man and you exactly. Was you just knocked his mother down and it's me. Like you like, that's
fucking
that.
That's what's up, Bang Bros like, yeah. Scenario.
You hear me? It's
like, that's a Bang Bros whole skit right there.
Yeah.
In real life, you know how many times niggas want to live those? Every day. You know how many times I deliver the mail? Hoping somebody come to the, some lady come to the
Oh, door. I was about to say, ain't none of my friends' mother been that bad.
It don't matter. To speak your man's
it's just
mom.
It's just her mother. Yeah. Like, all right, it's just not a good mother.
Say, bro.
You gotta look good. I'm sorry.
Fuck your mom.
We can't be friends anymore. Don't ever talk to me again.
Don't ever talk to me.
You want steps in? Hey, that's
hey, watch your mouth, bro.
That's crazy,
like
stepping
that.
Into a nigga and telling him, like, yo.
I could be a stepfather.
Me, your mother did something, dog. I'm sorry. What?
It's like, what if it's like an aunt or something? You'd be all right with it.
I wouldn't be all right with it, no.
Yeah, fuck August. He was the first one that said something about that shit. I was supposed to be your man. You wasn't even supposed to say nothing.
See what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, me and her son was friends, but yeah, I fucked her. You wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah,
but what? But knowing what you know now, what if like he was so weirded out by the situation that he had to say something? I'm trying to see it sympathetically because knowing what we know now, this is a whole weird situation.
Nah,
this whole thing is weird.
It's like, bro, if I'm living with y'all, and then it's like, I know she in there wearing some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's short.
But what if Will wasn't
and
living
then it's
there?
Jada from
apparently he fucking wasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, he wasn't living there like that.
Yeah, like we just
I'm in there.
I can't fault August for that.
It's
man.
Like
I just
Jaden,
can't.
Jaden, I look good, bro.
I can't fault August
for
that.
Your mom think I look good. It's not my fault if your mom think I look good.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with
that.
The
friendship is over. But at that point, you gotta know ahead of time the friendship is over.
Oh well, yeah, from the perspective of like that's my man's mother. I was talking about hitting Jada.
Oh yeah,
while she was with Will type shit.
But the minute he ain't had to say shit. The minute he said something, it was like, nah, the friendship is over.
Yeah,
you could have just not said nothing. You might have been able to get back in there.
But
now like the world knows that I was fucking my son's friend, so it's like I can't.
That's nasty.
I can't go back to
it. And it's like, damn, mom, you can't even be my mother no more.
Yeah,
like you wild, mom. Like nah.
I'm
mom.
Calling you by your first name, man.
Yeah,
you're Jada to me, nigga.
You fuck my man's. I'm moving out. I'm going somewhere.
Nah, you a wild nigga.
We'll live under the bridge. Speaking of friends,
what if it's your dad that spanked like one of your lady friends, like?
Like, I miss a double standard. That's fine. That's fine.
He said, I'll live with that one. Yeah,
that's cool. Nah, you know, that's what men do. I mean, I wanted to do it, so I know you wanted to do it. You're a man like me, whatever. You know.
It runs the family.
I just can't fuck with her no more. That's fine. Whatever. Won. Yeah, you won. I ain't fuck with her no more. You good, Pop.
But what about the Diddy, you know, the Diddy and Lori Harvey situation? Because she was going with that nigga's son first. Yeah. That's weird.
I mean,
that's weird.
I mean, same situation. Like,
that's I mean, better,
bad. I mean, you got the money and shit. I mean,
if she gonna choose, she gonna choose.
Right, I'm about to say. And see, that's the difference between men and women. Like, yeah,
we can't help.
That nigga weird, bro. Why you gonna date your son? Are you saying
Diddy's weird? If I was Diddy, I wouldn't have did that though.
That's weird.
Yeah, but are you saying Diddy's weird?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think he's weird? I mean, we knew he was weird. Like, nigga, weird as shit.
Yeah, he's weird.
That nigga is.
I knew he was weird ever since he ordered two.
That nigga weird for years now, decades. That nigga, we expected that. That's the least we expected.
I said I knew he was weird ever since he ordered Tupac's murder.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was That nigga said that shit, nigga, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Damn. They questioned the nigga. They questioned the nigga, but, you know, they released him. Whatever.
First off, find a nigga anything you love, hey! So, John.
Hey, yo.
I got a question for you.
Fuck the nigga you think you love. That's funny.
I got a question for you, John. When do you know it's time to cut off a friend?
Damn.
What's the situation?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I guess it depends on the situation. Like, if I share some good news with you and you get
in me which up, situations would you cut off a friend?
Sharing good news and you ain't, even if you don't say, oh, that's cool, bro, I just need one of them. You ain't gotta be like, yeah, bro, you ain't got dick or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Say, you can look at a nigga when you got some good news. You just look at the nigga.
You can start rolling his eyes and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, this nigga good. This nigga doing good all over here. Oh my God, here we go. This nigga got his deal. This nigga got his life in order. Oh my God, here
it's
we
like
go.
Over a jump.
Over a jump?
Nah.
Oh,
if you fuck my jump.
If it's my jump, then that's one thing. Yeah. If it's a jump, then.
A jump. What if it's like an ex-jump? Like me and her used to talk like a year or two ago, and then your mans, y'all see them together. You're like, oh, what's
here's why. What's this? Here's why I couldn't do it.
But niggas,
how long you been in love with my bitch?
And see, that's what that was. Yeah, like, that's the difference. Especially if I used to bring her around.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
I used to tell you shit about my bitch because we were best friends.
Yeah.
I'm kind of building the play for you, actually.
But, like, as men, I feel like we could talk about that shit, like, you know, like...
Nigga, please.
I feel like we should be able to, because it's like, I'm not... Like, men are realists compared to women. Like, yeah, any bitch that I fucked in the past, shit, like, I'm not holding on to her. Like, you want to fuck with her? I'm not fucking with her, though, boy. I'm never... Like, I was never going to anyway. So, if that's what you want to do?
Say, go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. I'm about so to say...
It, I'm still looking at you better crazy.
If a nigga say, hey, bro, you mind if I... You know what I'm saying? Go talk to Shawty, or if they just talk to Shawty and never say nothing to you.
Of course, it's always better if you say something.
Care.
Yeah, always, always. But either way, I'm like, if I ain't see nothing, like, if there was nothing with her being her in the future, bro, yeah. End of the day, I don't care.
Hey, John, I'd be okay.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
I'd be okay with one of my best friends dating one of my exes if there was only two women left on the plane. That's what it'll be acceptable.
Talk to her in 30 years.
Listen. I'll put you like this. You want to talk to my ex, right? How many bitches have you seen in the vicinity, in the DMV area? How many bitches do you think there's in the DMV area?
About a couple hundred thousand.
And you want this
one? I mean, you got good taste.
Yeah. That's like, you bro, my nigga, where you get that meal from, bro?
Damn, bro, you.
Son, that shit look good. Fuck with your boy.
Like, that's why I fuck with you. Like, we aligned in so many different ways.
We bro. Like the same bitches. Women.
Not this one, though.
Not this one, though.
There's probably another one into
that's bruh. That's like it,
bro. Like if I say something and I don't get your,
you breath, just show me a shorty. I look like a shorty. What are you talking about?
You, hey, boy, you got it. This nigga,
nah. He said they ain't looking like
they don't.
He said they ain't looking,
but
like.
They do.
Hold up,
bro. Bro, I'm trying to tell you. Watch.
Let me see. Let me see.
He like, bro, she look like shorty. He gonna show me two shorties that look alike and be like, yeah, I like her though. And they're in the DMV. You ain't gonna tell, bro, that don't make sense to me, bro. You ain't gonna like my girl and there's other bitches in the DMV. I'm sorry. It just don't make sense.
What you mean?
It don't make sense.
Well, that's selfish.
How was that selfish?
That's
very. How was that?
If you my man, and I know that like we're just aligned in so many ways.
Okay.
I'm like, I know, but because I know you. Maybe I know I'm just,
I don't find women attractive that my man's find attractive.
But there's like, statute of limitations. Enough time has passed, and I know you ain't fucking with her at all. Like I know we got similar tastes.
You ain't.
So if I go back 5 years,
Johnson.
If I go back. I mean, you'd be bored. Like, if I go back 5 years, it'd be like, yeah, shoot. But I'm not the nigga that's just going to do it. I'm going to be like, how you?
I'll put it to you like this.
All right. They kind of look alike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? You can see the similarity.
So you going to tell me if one, look, that shorty is your ex and yo man want yo ex, but he can get the other one.
Right there, bro. I mean, it's like, but what if he'll never see her?
Well, I put it to you like this. In my opinion, it's acceptable if she shoots you first. If she shoots at you.
Yeah, all right. That's fair. That's fair.
Because, you know what I'm saying? You can't stop
two people. But what if a nigga lying, though? Hey, bro, she came at me first. You not about to go ask her because you don't care about her.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't love her no more. So at that point, it's like,
it's I'm not doing this detective
at that
work.
Point. Like,
yeah. So you say he got to live with that guilty conscience.
I mean, yeah. If you go through that.
Because he going to live with it. Like,
yeah.
Bro, you going to go. Bro, that.
Niggas get married. They get married. You get invited. You the best man and all that. Bro. You going to the wedding. And then he tell you.
I would.
The job, he like, bro.
He wants you to officiate the job. You going to do it? You going to marry us?
More. Here's the thing. No, here's the thing. From personal experience, I have literally been in this situation before. Where your man call you. Just left this nigga house, by the way. Your man call you. Yo! That's why I don't understand when niggas be like, we just have the conversation. Blah, 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 blah. Niggas lie all the time.
Hell yeah.
About their feelings, especially. So he was like, yeah, bruh. Listen. I know you like shorty. I like her too. And me being the cold-hearted nigga I am, I'm like, bad, man, you know, it's cool, man, you know, this and that. Yeah, that's what's up. Hang up him, call her. So, you like homie? Yeah, I like both of y'all, though. Dang. Click.
That's no, it. Nah.
You like him.
She like both of y'all.
No, you like him.
The nigga said, I ain't nobody's second choice.
Bingo. Possibly. And I ain't about to fight over no shorty.
Possible second choice.
And I ain't no shorty.
I ain't about to fight over no shorty. So, you know, if this is the competition, I forfeit myself.
You good with me. I'm
you
gone.
Got it.
You good.
You like, got it. But, here's the thing. That's why I said niggas have feelings. Because I'm going to have to look at you weird for the rest of my life. Because how long I've been talking to you about my bitch?
The announced questions.
Man.
And how long you been liking her? How long y'all been liking each other outside of me?
And that just
see,
goes,
that's why,
it just goes back to the beginning. You got to keep them lines of communication open.
Hey.
But there is no way to communicate that.
It is.
It's like as soon as I
it's
bring my
messy
bitch around,
already.
It's like, hey, y'all, when she leave, y'all niggas need to let me know. Hey, bro, I kind of find your girl attractive, my nigga.
Like, so really how is that?
It's like, going that? Down. Because I'll never bring her around ever again. Y'all will only see her on special occasions. That is when y'all will see her. Any
bruh,
other job?
It's just,
y'all can
it,
see that.
It's just a okay, so what other situations would you cut off a friend besides a shorty? Because you throw a shawty in a group of friends,
money
she'll blow that whole
I'm
bitch
about
up.
To say money always.
Money.
Oh,
always.
Money.
And
okay, tell me about money.
Don't steal the money. Don't cheat me out the money.
Okay.
And don't not include me.
We're basically that was the three. That was the three. That was the three.
So, especially if I'm available to get some money, like include your man. You know
so
what I'm saying?
Give me an example, please.
Like if you doing like include him, like if you know it's some shit that I dabble in, like it's some shit that I fuck you with, know like saying? You know you ain't call a nigga, like
come on, bro.
What you mean?
You know I invest in that. You know I drop money on that.
Okay, so if you selling houses. And yeah, your like man,
if you're a real estate agent,
and your man looking,
and you want to sell your house, you didn't call me, nigga.
Exactly. I went to you to sell my house, and I ain't go to him. That's my man. I went to a whole nother realtor,
and we 20 years in and shit. You went to this nigga, random nigga.
But what if I want to keep friends separate from business?
Lines of communication. I say that shit. You can't just go to another nigga and be like, all right.
Because then it's going to look sketchy.
Yeah, that shit gets muddy very quickly. Because what if I don't like the way you get down in business?
Then you got to tell me
that. You can say that. You can say that. We men, you can say that. Tell me. The women, that's what women do. Like, men, you can say that shit.
Tell
like,
me, bro.
Nah, bro. I look at it from that perspective. If I'm a real estate agent, come holler at me. I get that.
Any business, for real, for real. If I shoot fucking videos, it's like, come to me first, bro. I'm your mans. Throw me that business first, bro. But it's like, even if I'm the weed man, come buy your shit.
Right.
And you like, hey, bro, I would buy from you, bro, but you don't have the gas that I like fucking with. All right, that's cool. Bro.
That could be either you don't have the gas, you don't have the weed, you don't have anything. Wheels.
I ain't got the camera you like to use, or I don't got the production you like. Just tell me.
But you
got to
make that call.
You got to make the call. If I'm your mans. Bruh.
No.
If we cool, don't make the call. But if I'm your mans, you make that call.
Bruh, I want
to
understand.
And if you don't,
understand.
Then we not friends no more.
I do appreciate everything you guys are saying, but you do have to understand that niggas are emotional.
Hell yeah.
And sensitive too. Niggas think just because they niggas, they don't have feelings. Like even with every situation that we have put forth, logically, you could date my ex. That's cool. Logically, you could do that. Legally, you could do that. But in my mind, nigga...
Emotionally,
you a little different.
Emotionally, no, you can't.
You can't.
That's the emotional side of it. Cause my baby mother told me, I can't talk to nobody she know, or you know what I'm saying, that's close to basically her and the family. And
that's even
like
a good example. Like
fuck no, we're not together.
But bruh,
you gave this dick up.
Okay, so
she gave it up. Okay. You can't control it no more.
Okay. Stay right there. Could you date your baby mother friend?
Yes. Or her sister?
You don't feel like that's...
No.
Okay.
Because what if that's my soulmate, bro?
Me, Matt.
Same thing.
Okay.
What if that's, you know what
I'm about to say, you can't let that get in the way. You can't let that get in the way of your future.
Like, but you got to be
your baby mother's friend?
Yes. Best friend, my nigga.
She won't punch you in the face.
Best friend.
your baby mother's
best friend. Yes.
That's crazy. That might be Clark.
Yes. The bestest of friends, bro. She told me, nah, I can't talk to nobody. Like, what do you mean, sis? What do you mean? We're not together.
Oh, okay.
I don't owe you nothing. Except to take care of the kid we got together. That's it. You don't love me no more. You let me go. Like I can't. That's like waiting around for her to come back. That's what that feel like. I'm gonna wait around for you to come back. That's like, nah, bro. You can't talk to nobody that went to this school.
Yeah.
I might have talked to them, or I might like them.
That is completely
you
different.
You can't talk to these celebrities because those are my favorite celebrities. What you mean? That's the same thing, bro.
That's a widespread
that's the
event.
Same thing.
No, it's
the
not.
Same thing.
It's more concentrated.
You can't talk to this girl on this podcast because I watch her podcast. And then every time that I know that you talk to her, every time I see her, I'm going to just think about the things y'all do together.
Yeah, that's,
listen,
that's
audience, you know never date your baby mother's friends. That is a slippery slope.
Hey.
John is just a wild boy.
What do you say? Open lines of communication.
Yep, always.
You got to have open line of communication. Hey, sis, I started talking to such and such. I really like her. This, that, and the third. That's it.
You sound insane. You sound very insane.
Ain't no way you could be mad at them, bro.
Yo.
Hey. I didn't want to disturb
you. Oh, no. Good. We're about to wrap up anyway.
Are y'all on air?
Yes.
Okay. You know where my suite is on the sixth floor?
Oh, the sixth, okay.
No, no, I'm saying, you know where my suite is on the sixth floor?
No. 600?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I need for you to stop by there before you leave today.
All right, I got you.
For a minute. This
all right.
We ain't even doing the recording yet.
Okay.
All right. All right. Brothers.
All right, brother.
Oh, I'm Dr. Clark. Young lady. Since he, I mean, you know. They know me.
Yeah,
that's not true. I appreciate you, brother. That's not nice to meet you.
All right, I'll see you before we leave.
All right, sir.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Please don't date your baby mother's
friends, sisters.
Yeah, because that's
coworkers.
Insane.
Anybody that she may know. Like, that's
yeah,
not
you,
fair.
Yeah, about to say, yeah, you can't go like that's that.
So
fair.
You agree with him?
Yeah, bro, you can't block everybody. Oh, I know this person. Like,
so
yeah.
you would date your baby mother's friends.
If it came down.
if it came down to it, am I seeking that?
I'm about to say, that's not something I wanted to do, but if it just happened to happen, like, yeah. Like, because all buck, I'm staying away, but, like, if circumstances happen and it just so comes to that one day, like, if I be like, I might marry this person, like, I'm not gonna fuck about my baby mother. No offense, but, like, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I can't live
I'm team me.
Hey, yeah, exactly. You heard it here first, folks. These niggas have bulletproof vests. These niggas are brave. Like these niggas is Captain America super soldiers and like, this look, motherfucker.
At the wedding, we gonna have
at the wedding
wrapped off.
You are an insane
whole
person.
List. Yeah, she can't come to the wedding though. All no, right, actually, she can come.
I mean, she want to, yeah.
I'll shoot the invite.
My son gotta be here, so you can come.
Wow.
Yeah, if she trying to be a bridesmaid, no, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. It's not happening.
I'm like, nah, shorty, you can't let her be a bridesmaid. No, don't do that. Trying to block my love life.
Yeah, you can't. You can't let nobody stop
no
your
shit, yeah, bro. Nah. Not give me no cheeks.
Everybody, listen. I want everybody to be safe out there. Don't listen to John. He's a different type of guy. He's willing to live life on the edge.
I'm talking right on the edge.
he's a thrill seeker. If you're not a thrill seeker and you're not ready to have your shit on the street. Or cut up or bleached. Hey, PlayStations cost money, bro.
Now we don't live together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We not even, barely talk.
Please,
not about
please.
The kid.
I just want everybody to be safe, man.
Hey, do what you got to do out there.
Exactly.
If those chicks are presented to you, don't seek it. But if it's presented, don't turn it down.
If the
either.
Cheeks fall into
yeah,
your lap.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they lay. Like
I just want everybody to be careful. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Smoke and Fire. I've been your host, LK the God, the Deity, the Mogul. I've been here with Gino.
Yes,
Big
sir.
Gino himself, the thrill seeker, live by the edge, and B-Mac the Beamer. Go subscribe on YouTube, leave a like, comment, tell us when you love them. Gang. All right, that was fun.